with this issue of the Jerusalem status has been a debate in America for decades, and Israel has considered Jerusalem its undivided capital. But in the Trump administration, we've heard lots of noise over the past 9-10 months that he would try to forge some sort of path forward towards Middle East peace. And some of his officials have presented this in the last few days, some Trump administration officials, as an attempt to jumpstart the peace process. What I think it may end up doing is backfiring and creating lots of tensions. It already has done so, the rumor what he might say. So we'll see what he actually has to say, then evaluate it. But so far, it's raised concerns among some of our key partners in the region, including Jordan and Saudi Arabia and a number of other countries, let alone the Palestinians.
I saw the Turkish president this morning said it would be a red line for Muslims if the U.S. embassy moved to Jerusalem. That's pretty inflammatory language.
Yeah, and I think it is quite inflammatory, and it goes to a point that I think Trump has engaged in his public speeches, whether his speech in Warsaw in Poland earlier this year, or some of the speeches he makes here, where he talks about the defense of Judeo-Christian values. And the fact that Trump is a president, when he ran as a candidate, said, "I think Islam hates us." There are a number of voices beyond Erdogan that are deeply concerned about Islamophobia and how Trump may be more inclined towards Christians and Jews. And this city is a special city for those two faiths, as well as Muslims as well. So we'll see how the Muslim world beyond Erdogan reacts. Erdogan tends to be a little bit more inflammatory just as a matter of course as a leader in his rhetoric. But when you hear people like King Abdullah of Jordan, who spent much of last week here in Washington, raising similar sorts of concerns, if not using the same language, everybody should be concerned about what happens next.
It seems like an unnecessarily provocative move. What's the political advantage for Trump?
Well, the first thing is I think he's a president who is actually quite weak right now and facing daily and almost hourly stories about the investigations into his potential collaboration with Russia and other things. So this distracts people. That's one advantage for Trump. The second is, I think some on his team and maybe himself think that this is the way to shake up the Middle East to try to produce a pathway towards peace. And again, I think that's probably a flawed analysis. You look at even some of the countries like Saudi Arabia, which they've closely consulted with and in many ways given a blank check to. They're even raising concerns about this move. So I think ultimately the last thing I'd say is at home, I think he's trying to basically say, look, this is something I promised I would do as a candidate. I'm going to do it. And I think it appeals to certain conservative religious voters who have strongly, I think, backed Israel.
What's the likely implications for Israeli-Palestinian relations?
Well, those relations have already been bad, and I think quite likely to go from bad to worse. I think the real risk here is also the Palestinian Authority is already in a very fragile state. It's got a tough economic situation. It's got political divisions, and its leader is aging and, quite weak in his political context. So I think it could serve to further delegitimize the Palestinian Authority and a lot of its security forces, and make the point that I think many Palestinians have felt for a long time, that they are just some sort of junior partner. They don't matter as much, and their concerns aren't listened to by the United States. So I think it could potentially destabilize the situation in the West Bank, which has been quite calm.
Some of the reports have suggested that if the announcement comes tomorrow, the actual move of the embassy, the physical move, wouldn't happen for 6 months. Is there any chance that things might change in the decision over that time? It might never happen?
Yes, certainly. I mean, with a president like Trump, it's hard to predict what he might do next week, let alone in 6 months. So, and some have hypothesized, again, that this not only move, whatever he announces, is aimed at reassuring Israelis and giving them some sort of thing that they've wanted for years, it may be seen as a wake-up call to the Arab region and essentially say he's serious about shaking things up and having a different conception there. And we'll see. But ultimately, I actually think this whole Trump is probably playing with fire here, and the reactions are likely to be quite strong.